Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Suddenly, the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the Word.
Friends, we have to be careful that we don't let our mouth cause our destruction. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing or keep you from living on barely get along street. You need to renew your mind. You need to change the way you're thinking, and it will be life-changing for you. Or God's Word promised that you will live that abundant life that Jesus died for, according to John 10:10. I want to help you to prosper. I want to see you healthy. You know, like I said, God has called and anointed me to help you, and that is my goal. That is my mission. But you're going to have to practice bridling your tongue. As it tells us in James 3:6, he said, you set on fire the course of nature by what you speak. I want you to think about that, saints, because just as heaven acts on your words, so does hell act on your words. You can begin benefiting from all the things that God has stored up for you. You know, He has stored up great treasures for you. And as I said, God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour out His blessings on you. And like I said, I don't have time to teach the whole thing again, but it does say where you won't even have room to contain it all. And He says, test Him. In Malachi, God said, you know, He even challenges you. He says to test Him. Friends, changing the way you think, I know that it's not an easy task, but I believe that you can do it, and I'm confident that it's going to be worth it. I confess God's Word daily because God is performing His Word. That's what He does. You speak the Word, and He performs it. But you know, what we have to understand is, I think I was saying earlier, you know, just as heaven hears your voice, so does hell act on it too. And I think one of the things that He helped me in this, friends, is changing the way that I think. And that's the reason why I'm teaching. That's why I believe that God has called me and anointed me. And I know the enemy, he took everything I had. But as the Lord was revealing to me yesterday, over somebody else was talking about that the enemy had stolen everything that they had, and the Lord had given it back to them more than what they had lost, even though God wasn't the one that took it. And that really resonated in my spirit as I was listening to this sermon, because I was the same way. You know, the enemy, you know, he stole my husband, stole my home, pretty much everything except for my faith. You know, I still had my faith. But I said, Lord, you know, you have given me back 100-fold over what I lost, and you didn't even take it from me. You're not even a guilty one, but you have given it to me 100-fold over. And the Lord tells you that He will do that if you can identify the thief, that He'll give it back to you. I think that's in Proverbs 6:31, I think, but I'm not sure. But anyway, write these scriptures down and go over there. The Lord impressed upon me. He brought that scripture back to my remembrance many years ago, I think in 2005 or so, and I began to confess what He said, and it took a while. Things began to change gradually. It didn't, like, wow, you know, I wake up one morning and I got everything back, but gradually kept getting this back, getting that back, and in 2009, you know, He really dumped it on me. So, and ever since then, He's just been filling up my basket. But you know, that's really why I talk so much about speaking the Word, is because the only thing that really works is God's Word. The power is in His Word, and it's so important to me to minister this to you because I want to help you. And I know that your help is right here. It's in your mouth. It's under your nose. And I know that you can do it. I know that you can. And the Lord is, like I said, has been helping me for years to change the way I think. It was by changing the way I think that allowed me to be where I am today and teaching in the places that I'm teaching. You know, He's blessed us with hundreds of radio stations and TV stations, and you get the truth out. And if it wasn't important for God for you to know His Word, He wouldn't have given it to us. But we have to know that He is His Word. Jesus is His Word. You know, and He's still teaching me. He's renewing our minds in a process, friends. It's a process. It's not something, like I said, that happens overnight. So we need to understand that we live in a fallen world and we're in a battle every day against an enemy. So it's imperative that we know God's Word so that we can wield the sword of the Spirit, which is His Word, according to Ephesians 6:17. The Word tells us in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man and appears straight before him, but at the end of it is the way of death. What God is saying here is that when you speak and agree with the world's way of doing things, that it might seem right to you, but it really leads to death. He says it leads to sickness, it leads to poverty, and it leads to destruction. It's hard. I know it's hard. I know what I'm asking you to do, what God is asking you to do. I know it's not easy, but I know that, and especially when you've been so used to thinking another way, I know that my mind had been programmed a different way, and so it took a long time. It took years to reprogram my mind to get me to think the way He thinks, and He is still working on it. He's still reprogramming it every day. I listen to the Word. I read the Word. So He's still reprogramming. You know, like I said, our minds have been programmed since birth, since day one, to think like the world thinks. And it's going to take some work on our part to reprogram them. I can tell you that right now. It's not easy, but it's doable. There are people that have been taken and put into cults without their consent, a lot of young people, and these cults brainwash them into doing what they want them to do, to think their way. And when their families finally get them out, saints, they have to get someone to come and deprogram them. And this is what we're having to do. You know, when the families came and got these children, and some of them were adults, out of these cults, they had to hire someone to come in and deprogram them. And this is what I'm saying. We have been programmed by the world's way of thinking since the day we were born. And so some of us become Spirit-filled and receive Christ at an early age, some at a later age. I was a late bloomer, as they say, you know. It took me a long time. So because I had been brainwashed and programmed to think other ways, and this is what's keeping you, this is what's blocking you from receiving the things that you need in your health and your finances or with your children. And that's kind of what we have to do. We are now creatures in Christ. And now God is going to reprogram us through His written Word. You know, it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that we're new creatures in Christ, that old things have passed away, and that old things have become new. So we've been taught the ways of the world, and the ways of the world is unbelief, saints. The ways of the world is fear and is doubt. Renewing your minds, it's doable. I know it's doable, or God wouldn't tell us to renew our minds. God would never tell us to do something, saints, that we couldn't do. I want you to think about that. Transformation is something that takes place on the inside. God knows that if we don't bring those thoughts into captivity that Satan fills our minds with every day, that we will never experience all the good things that He has stored up for us. We will never, never experience walking in health. We'll never experience having abundance in our finances, replacing our thoughts and words with what God's Word says about us is the only way that we can renew our minds, or you might say, deprogram our minds from the world's way of thinking.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe. And I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.